Pegasus in Space by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 2000 by Anne McCaffrey. Read by Sharon Williams. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
This book is respectfully dedicated to Christopher Reeve, with a devout hope that he realizes his ambition to stand on his own two feet once again in 2002. A man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? Robert Browning, 1855. 1. As Peter Reidinger was teleporting in Gestalt with the huge Gerhatten power station to bring the kinetics down from Padragoy Space Station to Dhaka, an exhausted group of men and women were trying to reach the shelter of the nearest Shomiti. With the bundles they had snatched from their homes before escaping the breached levees, they staggered to higher ground along the muddy banks of the Jamuna River. They had to scramble to bridge the gaps in the levee mounds that, in places, were sliding into the Jamuna's torrent. Despite Herculean efforts by the government and the local administrators in the Rajshahi division, the levees had not supplied the longed-for protection to those living along its banks. Anger at the authorities consumed Jahid Idris Mia and sustained him as he slogged at the head of the group from his bari, flashing the long-life light ahead of him. In the gloom of this monsoon, the tool at least kept them from slithering into places where the Jamuna had chewed ravines into the levee bank in its rush to the sea. He devoutly mumbled prayers to Ishwar that this tool was truly a long-life torch. He half expected it to fade out now when it was most needed, like so many other items that came to his small bari south of Siraj Ganj, as Rajshahi Division tried to... What was the...